With Australia becoming a cash cow for a lot of the international bands, they were touring regularly, and one of my many tasks was to organise the press receptions for them. Then it happened. It was announced the world's largest band, Led Zeppelin, would tour Australia in New Zealand in 1972. Of course, all hell broke loose when they arrived. The newspapers, radio stations and TV channels were in a frenzy, wanting interviews and photos of the band. Excitement was also building in the office when we heard the boys were coming to visit us in person. Robert Plant, John Bonham and Jimmy Page arrived and were so very charming and social with everybody. Robert prowled around the office like a lion king. He stopped point blank when he saw me at my typewriter. In a flash, he launched himself into the chair in front of my desk, leaning over the top of my typewriter, halting 2 inches, 4 centimetres in front of my face. "Hello there," he purred. "I really think you should come out with me tonight." What could I say? We were all aware of his reputation, and diplomacy as a record company executive meant that I should probably say yes. However, Jimmy Page came to my rescue, asking me if I knew where he could borrow an Australian-made acoustic guitar, as he'd heard they were very good. I contacted my former GoSep colleague, Greg Quill, who was more than happy to lend Jimmy his Maton. Not wanting to go to the hotel room on my own, my bestie Ronnie came with me to deliver the guitar to Jimmy. We entered the hotel room, only to be rushed at by John Bonham, who picked me up and swung me around in the air a few times. Robert grabbed Ronnie by the boob and said, very nice, at which she jumped back in shock. Jimmy Page apologised for their bad behaviour. He was such a gentleman. We had a telex from Burbank warning us that if the band came into the office, to not have typewriters near open windows, remove all original artwork from the walls, and to lock up the secretaries. My son Daniel, who was a mad Led Zeppelin fan, when he heard this story years later, he said, "Dang, Mum, do you mean there's a chance Robert Plant could have been my father?" You gotta laugh. A postscript from this story from my assistant Annie Robbins. Robert Plant did indeed spend the night with our receptionist at the time, completely missing Zeppelin's press reception. She came to work the next day asking me to put in a good word for her with the boss because she thought she was going to be fired. And, needless to say, she was looking for a new job by the end of the day. No doubt she thought it was worth bragging rights.